Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples joins us today. Now tell us, when it comes to county fairs, what comes to your mind?
Well, every year, thousands of young Texans participate in local county fairs. When I think of county fairs, Tony, the first thing that comes to my mind is the hard work that these youngsters put into participating in these events. Projects entered around the county level can range from animal projects like steers, lambs, pigs, goats, and poultry, to homemaking projects like baked goods, canning, photography, and crafts. That's just to name a few. And I'll tell you, the kids just don't get much sleep during those weeks because there are a lot of duties that they have.
Right. It's a long-term project getting ready for the fair. How do they go about preparation?
Well, I guess they really prepare all year long to make their entries eligible for the county fair. For instance, a 4-H or FFA member may purchase and feed a young steer or heifer for 12 months prior to the fair. They work with their animals, care for its daily nutritional needs, and groom its hair and hooves, all which helps get them ready for the show. But more importantly, it gets that young person prepared for life. It gives them the skill set and the tools that they need that carries on in their jobs and in their careers. And this animal or project, though, is presented and judged in this competition, so it gives them responsibility at the high school level.
Well, there's no question there's a lot of life lessons to be learned.
Well, these kids are, no doubt about it, our future leaders. Through hard work and preparation and responsibility and leadership, Texans greatly benefit from the lessons that these students learn.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.